Ashra Chodesh. V'yei zuhi Shabbos Reviyis. Where do we have the fourth Shabbos? That's Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liyas Pesachim. That's the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tafilu Beres Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Friday, still the Parshas HaChodesh, we read the Shabbos before. Then the Mishnah says, V'chamishas Chodesh L'Lukas Hidron. On the fifth Shabbos, after Parshas HaChodesh, then we go back to regular Seder, the way we were reading before. Is the Seder mine? What do we mean we go back to the Seder, which really means, what were we mafsik in between? What were we missing during these last four Parshas? Rav Amar Rav says, Rav Ami Yomar L'Seder Parshas. We go back to the Seder of the Parshis. We go back. In other words, he holds that when it came out on Shabbos Zohar, we didn't read the Seder that week. We skipped the whole Parsha. Rashi, the Seder Parshis, Sheva Shabbos Salolu, Hefsiko Seder Parshis, Til Loikoru Ela Arba Parshis Salolu. He holds that during that Shabbos, there was no real Seder length of the Chumash, only in those in Yonam the length. So Mela, after these four Shabbosim, they go back to the Parshis of the Chumash that they missed. We have Yimiroma Lesedir Aftaris Uchoyzer. No, you only go back to the Aftaris. In other words, like we do, Avada, the Seder of the Parshas, we read every single Shabbos, we read normal the Parshas of the Seder. Only thing we have different is just Aftaris we have different. Omra Abaya, Abaya says, Kavosa de Rabami Mistavra. It's a riot to like Rabami learns. The Tanan, the Chol Mafsikim, all we are Mafsik, the Rosh Chodeshim, the Chanukah, the Purim, the Tainis, the Mamodis. That's what our Mishnah says. That any time these Yom Tovim come out, we don't read the regular Parsha, but instead of reading the regular Parsha, we read the Yonim of Chanukah, Purim, on Tainis and Mamodis. That's what the Mishnah says. So like this. It says that during these Yom Tovim, we don't read the regular Sedra. We read a different Parsha in Chumash. That's why it's good what it says, even during Chanukah, even during Purim, even on the tiniest, the Mamodis, which does not come out on Shabbos. It's talking about in the middle of the week, still we skip the Parsha. What do you mean to skip the Parsha? You skip the Kriya itself. Because even on the Shabbosim of Zohar and Paraduma, also we skip the Kriya itself. Elu l'man v'yamadol, l'sei d'rav Torah su'chayzer, no. That what do we skip on Shabbos, like we do on Shabbos Zohar and Shabbos Parah, what do we skip? Just after we skip, but the Kriya is the regular Kriya, so then the Chur, when the Mishnah means that on Tainis and Mamodos and Chanukah Purim we skip, the Chur means you skip only the Aftaris, the Aftarah. For the Gemara, Aftarah, B'chol Meika, on Chanukah, on Tainis, on Mamodos, in the weekday, what do you mean you skip? There's no regular Aftarah anyway. Salam al-Chur Tzaraya, that we're talking about skipping now is the actual Kriya. The Kriya HaTorah we're skipping. So it's good why it says on the Tainus and the Modus we skip the Kriya. On a regular weekday we read the Kriya. Now on these days we don't read the Kriya. And the Gemara, Ma'ika, V'idach, the other Teretz says, the other Mali holds no, Ha'kadisa, Ha'kadisa, and the Chanami. Each one is talking about what it own is. In other words, that on Shabbos Zohar, we talk to read the Pasha, and all we skip is just HaTorah. But that the Mishnah says on Chanukah, or Tainis, or Mamodos, that we skip, Avada, there it means the Kriya. Each one is by its own halacha. There in the middle of the weekday, we don't read the regular Seder of the week, but rather we read what's Nogea like we do on Chanukah, or on Purim, or we read what's Nogea to Mamodos and the Tainis. But on Shabbosim, they have their own halachas. Avada, on these Shabbosim of Zohar and Torah, we read the regular Seder, just only the Haftarah is different. For the Gemara now, the Tainis, normally Haftarah. How come when Tainus comes out in the middle of the week, let's say it comes out on Monday, we don't read the regular Sedra of that week, but we read about Baicha, we read about the Yonim of the Tainus. For at the Gemara, Likri Mitzafre bin Yonim du Yonim, over Mincha b'Tainisa, why not on Shachris, Tainus we have two Kriyas. There's a Kriya by Shachris and a Kriya by Mincha. So why don't we make the Kriya in Shachris, like on a Monday, we should read the Parsha of the week, like any other Monday. And by Mincha, then we'll read special for the Tainus. Moses says, Messiah of Rav Huna, is a riot to Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna, Mitzafra Kinufa. On every Tainus, you used to gather together in the morning. So therefore, it was an Indian to daven, to lane by Yechal in the morning. That's when people got together. Hechi Avdinan, how do we do on a Tainus? Omer Abaya, Mitzafra Lepalga de Yoma, Minyona Bemilu de Mosa. On the first half of the day, from the morning till Chatzois, they talk about the Demayin into the thing the city needs. Mipalga de Yoma Lepanya Revi. So now the second half of the day is divided in half. So it means the next quarter, the Yoma, Kari, Umasiri. They read the Torah, and they say after Torah, that's by Mincha, they have a Kriya and after Torah. We review the last quarter of the day, the Yoma, Boi Rachmeh, then the Dabu to Hashem for Rachmanis. Hashem should have Rachmeh on us. Shenema, Vayikru, Ba'Seifa, Torah, Hashem, Elohechem, Yelokim. Review is Hayoim. Of only one quarter of the day, they were reading the Torah. So that's only the middle quarter, the third quarter is for the Kriya and after Torah. And the last quarter of the day, they were davening to Hashem. Let's change it around. Let's talk about that you can't do. You see, the pasuk says, "V'yelai yosvo kochoran v'dvorei lakei Yisrael al amal agoyla v'aniyoshim mishumim ad laminchas peiriv." You see, the minchas peiriv kanti mitanisi. So, mash ma'apot to mincha. That's in the morning. That the davening to Hashem was near the end of the day. That's when they davened to Hashem. And when they finished that, that's when they got up from the tainis. So mashma, the time to daven to Hashem is the last part of the tainis. So that's why it says on Tainus to have to read in the morning the Seder of the Yom. Rashi said, "Well, Mitzafra Kenuflam." In the morning they gather together. Ma'asvin b'dayodim u'pikinu ma'asirin im yesh b'yodim avera v'yecholuk v'yeshiz kavlu atainus l'pikachem p'nai b'shachris likra b'tera v'kei atestis. So Rashi learns the Pshat as well. In the morning they can't lay. He said, "Amos and death Tainus v'kei." As Rashi is learning, in the morning they didn't read the Kriyas HaTorah. In the morning they were too busy b'mayim if they had a various something's wrong with them or not. They only started to read the Kriyam by Mincha time. So that's the Norah's Terrace, the way Rashi is learning. That they didn't have time to make a Kriya in the morning. So they only read the Kriya after Mincha. So therefore there was only one Kriya on Tainus. Therefore you couldn't do two things, one in the Pashas HaYoyim and one in the afternoon. Yeah. I don't know how it's stream with us. The Maisa we do is we have two Kriyas. You have the Kriya in the morning and by Mincha. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. On the Mishnah, Daf Lamed on the base. Mishnah says, the Pesach, on Yom Tov of Pesach, Kurim B'Pashas Muadis, Shel Teros Kanim. We read in Parshas Vayikra, Teros Kanim, we read the Parshas Muadis. Rashi says, Shorei Kesev, that's the pasuk, that's the Parsha we learn. In the Brice and the Gemara will explain more about the first day, second day, but the Alam Mishnah just says about the first day, Pesach, we read in the Sedri in Teros Kanim. The Atzeros, what about on Shavuos? We read the Parsha of Shiva Shavuos. That's the Parsha we read. Rashi says, the Chol HaBchor. That's in Devorim, Yom Chol HaBchor. Rosh Hashanah, we read Bachodesh Hashvi B'yechod Lachodesh. We read about the Vayikra Chav Gimel, the Yonam of Rosh Hashanah. B'yom HaKippur, on Yom Kippur, we read Achrei Mois. That's what we learn in the morning, Achrei Mois. B'yom Tov Arishon Shochag, the first day on Sukkis, Kerem B'Pashas Muadais, Hashem B'Teras Kanim. Again, we read in Pashas Vayikra about the Yom Tovim, about Shorei Kesef. That talks about the Yom Tovim. We read on Sukkis, the first day Sukkis. What about the rest of the days, even during Chol HaMoed of Sukkis? The Karbonas HaChag. We talk about the Karbonas that they brought on Yom Tov of Sukkis itself. The Karbonas HaChag, that's what we read each day. Like we do it. The Chanukah, what Parsha do we read during Chanukah? The Nesiyim. Read about the Parshas of the Nesiyim. The Purim is Vayovi Yamolek. Read the Parsha Nechumash of Vayovi Yamolek. The Rosh Chadoshim is Uvrosh Chodshechem. Like we do by Midbu, we also read Tavas Bnei Yisrael, at least when the Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, the main thing is only Vrosh Chodeshim. But Ma'amodos, what about the Ma'amodos? But Ma'isa Bereishis, read the Parshas of Bereishis through Ad Yom HaShvi'i. Read the Parshas of Bereishis. The Rashi zech the timeless for a bas for shniu said the kriyos be a rishon gracious be rikia be sheni rikia be yikov amayim the yumi yikov amayim be yimorves brevi yimorves be shishu amayim the chamish shishu amayim be tois yoret shishu tois yoret with the vechul hashemayim. That's how you lay the weekday of the mamodas. Back to the timeless. What do you read on a timeless?